This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says the city is doing its best to help provide shelter and other resources to the hundreds of migrants who've arrived in the city with the expiration of federal pandemic immigration policy. But he says the city can't do it alone.
Denver residents shouldn't lose the services and resources they depend on and pay for with their tax dollars because Congress and the federal government are failing to do their jobs.
Denver has spent $16 million assisting migrants. Mayor Hancock says the federal government has reimbursed the city for less than $1 million. Colorado hospitals will have to start telling patients in advance about some types of care they don't provide. CPR's Megan Verlee has more on a new state law.
The Catholic Church runs a number of hospitals in Colorado where practitioners do not offer some sterilization services, like vasectomies and tubal ligations, or medical aid in dying. Transgender people also frequently report being turned away by healthcare providers. The new law requires hospitals and providers to proactively give patients information about any types of care they don't offer for non-medical reasons. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A family of black ranchers and their neighbor near the town of Yoder have failed to reach a legal mediation agreement. The conflict captured national attention earlier this year. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says they'll release any remaining body camera footage from the case. Sheriff Joe Roybal says he hopes the parties will come to a mutual understanding. Around Colorado Springs and across Metro Denver, there's more rain through the day, clearing up a little early this evening and maybe tomorrow morning. Otherwise, the rain continues through the weekend. In the mountains, it's rain and snow. Mostly sunny today around Grand Junction, then turning cloudy Saturday and Sunday. This is CPR News and KRCC.